G'day and welcome to another edition of the Moshcast. My name's James Stevens and I'll be with you for the next half an hour. This week we have a special edition, Kragos from Midnight Funeral Records will also be with me. How you doing, mate?
Good, mate. How's yourself?
Not bad, you know, keeping it real, you know.
That's the way to be.
Before we started yammering on, we heard from Urns the song Pine Box, which I understand is the opening track from the self-titled 7-inch.
That's right. This band is probably my favourite local band at the moment. Angry Humans. Lots of members from different bands, including Jackson, who runs Ritual Books and Music. And this band just reminds me of Cursed. Awesome.
Fantastic. A lot of people know who you are. You know people. That's your thing. But for those who haven't, tell us a bit about Midnight Funeral.
Midnight Funeral started 3 years ago in August. It came out of wanting to release new music and old music on the vinyl and tape format. It started out as being vinyl only and then decided that tapes are a cheaper way to do stuff sometimes. So did a couple of tapes. I got some more tapes coming up. But essentially, I heard the I Exist demo. It blew me away. I didn't really know of anyone doing anything like that in this country at the time. We had a couple of friends who were mutual. I made some phone calls, sent some emails, and not long after that, I was releasing their debut 7-inch. And the label really started because of that record.
Yeah, okay. So, well, let's have a bit of a listen to that. That's Canberra's I Exist. We're going to listen to what song?
Invert the Sun.
Okay, that's from that 7-inch. This is Invert the Sun by I Exist. Suffer There from Perth, No Time to Coexist from the Lone record.
Yes.
What can you tell me about that?
Came out a couple of years ago. I actually can't remember how I got onto the band or started talking to them. I think maybe I'd spoken to the singer, Mickey, and he was keen to do a record. I liked what I heard. They were doing their thing, doing it well, and it ended up coming out. I've actually pressed it twice.
Yep.
It came out as a regular pressing of 300 and then another pressing of 100 with an old demo of theirs on the B-side about a year later.
Fantastic. So is that basically how you organise this sort of stuff? Is you just... Basically, it's either just mates or just a band that you've heard and you just kind of dig, or...
It can be. Usually, I know someone in the band, except with I Exist, I guess. That was... I sought them out. Mid-Youth Crisis, I'd known Dave Collins for ages. Millhouse was a strange one. The Millhouse record actually happened via Twitter. The whole thing unfolded in the space of about 20 minutes, and a day later it was actually at the pressing plant ready to go.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll hear from Millhouse in a little bit. First of all, before we go to the Millhouse song Uncanny Valley, I thought we might have a bit of Seduction here.
The 7-inch came out a few years ago, just before the band broke up. I sang for the band. The song Black Cranes, the one that we're going to play, is actually written about Melbourne. The Black Cranes in Melbourne are owned by a person who is an alleged underworld figure, and the song's written about how people like that actually keep our streets fairly clear and safe from, I guess, the smaller criminals.
Excellent. Here is Seduction with Black Cranes.
Oh, feel like one of you.
Milhouse there with Uncanny Valley from the 7-inch that was released by yourself last week.
Yes, last week.
I've got a beautiful copy sitting here in my hand. I've got a purple one. That's beautiful. Now, you had some problems with this, with the purple vinyl. How did that...
There was a couple of problems with this record, hence why I don't like to do pre-orders. The purple vinyl I wanted was totally transparent, nice vibrant purple, but when they started pressing them, it would dish. So essentially, I would have 100 purple bowls that no one could actually play.
It's nice from an artistic point of view, but probably not so great from a musical point of view.
Absolutely useless.
Oh, those guys in Brunswick would enjoy it. Okay, fantastic. So the guys from Milhouse have been our band of the month, or are our band of the month this month. Seems like everything's happening for those guys so quickly.
You could say everything's coming up Milhouse.
You could indeed, and you know, they just seem to, everything seems to be happening for those guys. They've had all these different opportunities afforded to them straight away from being in a band for, what, 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah, the best thing about that band is they don't do anything they don't want to do. If they can't make it happen, it doesn't happen. They take a light-hearted approach to everything. Writing songs, what the songs are about. Recording's fairly smooth. It's all laid back. It doesn't really worry them too much. It's not like a big driving force for what they're doing, and I think people actually catch on to that, so people get drawn to it, and all of a sudden people go, well, there's no hype about this band, or there's hype but it's anti-hype, and they don't know what it is, and they just go, well, the songs speak for themselves and they're awesome.
It really helps that they're a bunch of nice fucking guys as well, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Dave Drayton's one of my favourite humans.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dave does his show on FBI Radio on Monday nights. Fantastic legend that guy is. Alright, well, let's talk about some other new bands. Usually when we have our Moshcast, we do a bit midway through, and I know you're not too keen on doing this, but we do a bit midway through where we announce some new noise, where we do some new bands that we've heard of recently and might share a couple of songs with them. We're not going to share some songs, but how about just a couple of bands that you've been digging recently?
Okay, Newcastle's Hazards, which has members of multiple bands, but my old mate, Uncle Luke Dolan, who sang for Life, Love, Regret, Arms Reach, a bunch of other bands. So they're sort of doing it's kind of like Dag Nasty. It's got that DC vibe. So that's really cool. I listen to a bunch of different stuff as well. So there's a black metal / neo-folk band that I'm really, really into that goes by the name of Via. Which is actually Rob, who sang in The Abandonment towards the end, and also plays in Trenches, and I think he's played in a bunch of other bands. So I'm really into what he's doing at the moment. Other than that, I don't know, I don't get out as much as I should, so I don't see all that many new bands, really.
As you get older, it is hard to balance work, life, going out to music, you know, all that sort of stuff, as well as the home life as well, eh?
Dude, I'm just lazy. I like to sit at home, listen to records and drink coffee.
It's not such a bad thing to be like. So going from that, because, you know, you are a guy who's been going to shows since you were about 7 years old, it seems. Now, you and I have known each other for a long time, and this
is... I thought about this. It's been 15 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm an old man, and you're older than me. So, I mean, this was one of the first bands that you taught me about. I was I was totally into Green Day and The Living End and bands like that. And you introduced me to a band called One Inch Punch. Now, let's talk about a band called Mid-Youth Crisis, who you happened to release the Happiness and Authority release LP. Now, yep. We've already heard one of these songs from this record, Life Plan from Birth.
Yep.
In our fourth Moshcast, how does this all sort of come about? It's just like that's like putting out a record by Queen or something like that, isn't it? In the punk scene in Australia, definitely,
especially in Melbourne. That record came about because it's something that I always wanted to own on vinyl, and I'd been talking to Dave Collins, who played bass and wrote for the band for a couple of years, about the potential of doing this. And he's like, oh yeah, we should do this one day, and seemed kind of keen on the idea. And then we spent a year and a half looking for the artwork. The problem is The back cover actually comes from an old IRA calendar. So no one actually has the original photo. No one has the art files because it was done 14 years ago. And we couldn't trace down anyone in Ireland who actually had the cover.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to find that on eBay too easily, I imagine.
I did look, though.
I don't know that they promote terrorism in that way, would they? On eBay?
Well, you can get them and you can sign up for the... to actually become, not a member, but sign up for the mailing list and actually purchase a back copy of all their old calendars.
Yeah.
The problem is there's lots of things I want to do in life and I don't want to go on an ASIO list.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it sounds wacky, but, you know, we know what our government's like in this country.
Absolutely. And you know, this was just a few years ago and it was a lot worse even then. I mean, we were just getting out of the Howard government years when you were putting this out.
This is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. It was plagued with issues, the cover's backwards, the track listing's wrong on the back. Where do you want me to go? But it works. It's a beautiful record and it sounds fantastic on LP.
Excellent. Fantastic. Which song would you like to do?
Mid-Youth Crisis by Mid-Youth Crisis.
All right. This is the song Mid-Youth Crisis by the band Mid-Youth Crisis from the Happiness and Authority LP. Yeah. So we had Protein there with 4040 from the Our Wasteland EP. Now, this is something I got to say, for the last few months, I haven't heard you shut up about it.
That's because I've been excited about it. This is the same thing as with NYC. It's something I always wanted to own on vinyl. Friends with the guys, played with them a lot in past bands. Friends with the guys who put the record out originally. And the good thing was I asked, they said yes, and it went to print. Simple as that. Not only that, it sold out in 5 days. I sold 300 copies of this record in 5 days.
It's a fantastic effort. So, what's next for that particular record?
Well, I was going to...
You said it sold out. Are you going to repress it, or...?
I was going to. The band aren't too keen with repressing. They're happy with what it did. They're happy that it sold, and they're happy to move on. They're actually writing a record at the moment. They're in the process of recording. Once they finished recording their, I believe it's going to be an album, I should be putting that one out. I won't say I am because I've been burnt like that before.
You hope that you're putting it out.
I hope that I'm putting it out. Yeah. And it will, the band will start playing shows.
Fantastic.
You'll actually like this. It sounds like 90s Fat Records.
That, absolutely fantastic. I don't mind the old 90s Fat Rack sound. I don't much like the new Fat Rack sound, but...
Me neither. But that's another story for another time.
All right, well, let's go on further. And we're going to play a track called 1 Month from a band called Marathon from Brisbane.
Yes.
So tell me about these guys, because when's this 7-inch coming out?
This 7-inch will be out this week.
Okay, so it's the I'll Never Look At You The Same Way record. And did this come about in that same way that you've told me about so much tonight?
Not really. This one, I've wanted to work with Marathon for a long time. They've actually been through a couple of singers since I first saw them play. I've known Ryan from the band for a long time, and him and I have a mutual respect for each other, as well as being friends. I'd wanted to work with Marathon since they did their first EP, but their first EP was too long to put on vinyl, so it's not something I could work on. So they did it themselves. And this band reminds me of Converge, pretty much.
Fantastic. Well, let's hear it. It is 1 month from Marathon, from the forthcoming 7-inch, I'll Never Look For You The Same Way. We'll be right back. Abraxas there. Now, what song was that?
Among Deep Waters.
Tell me about that. Tell me about Abraxas. Because once again, you know, even going back to the Pro Team stuff, this is a band that you constantly talk about or constantly post photos of the logo.
Yeah, with Abraxas, it's an interesting one. Andy Wounds used to play in a band called From These Wounds and also was the main songwriter for Brisbane band Against for a long time. I've known Andy for close to 10 years and I stand behind everything he does. The man is a genius. He is so full of anger, so full of hate, and doesn't let people get him down anymore. It just puts pen to paper. And he does all of this himself. On these recordings, he didn't play drums. This is from a split 7-inch that's coming out towards the end of April, start of May, with a band from now based in Sydney called Vegas. But he didn't play drums on this, but he's now taught himself drums, and he's writing and recording an album where he's playing every single instrument.
It's going to be another Midnight Funeral release, that?
Which one, the album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, moving on now. We're going to move on to Shot Point Blank.
Yep.
Now, tell me about your relationship with these guys.
Okay, I've known Brett for a long time, who's the singer. I've known the other guys as well, but Brett and I have been fairly friendly for a long time. They started doing... Shot Point Blank broke up many years ago. They started doing a couple of shows for fundraisers, one for the 100 Shows for Haiti. And after that, they said they were going to do a couple other shows, and I thought, well, I really like this album. Heart of a Disbeliever was one of those records that it felt really good because you believed what was going on. It embodied hardcore in the truest sense. And again, it's something that I really think hasn't been forgotten, but it wasn't as to the forefront as I thought it should be. So I organised with the guys to press this on LP as well.
Okay, so it's coming from many different points to be able to put out a record. Like the Shot Point Blank record, it was, you know, it's for the hardcore scene.
Yep.
For lack of a better word.
Yep.
It's for friendships and, you know, just to release some good music.
Yeah, but there's also the message. So yeah. Brett's always been quite outspoken about what he believes and what he's into, and that really helped this release when it first came out. Especially, people were starting to write a lot of lyrics that were sort of really ambiguous, so they didn't really have any message, and metalcore was being a really big thing in the hardcore scene at the time. So Brett doing this, or not just Brett but the band, being so outspoken about what the songs were about, tackling issues, it was something that really touched me, so that's why I wanted to make sure it came out.
Well, here is Shot Point Blank, and the song is Empty Words from the Heart of a Disbeliever.
Yeah, with this one, there's actually, this song isn't on the LP, it's a bonus track that is only available through the download. The band actually recorded this about 6 months ago. They'd gotten together, they wrote the song before they broke up and it never came out. So here it is, Empty Words.
Special edition, here you go, Shot Point Blank, Empty Words.
Hey, this is Darren Gibson. You're listening to Moshcast from Chucking a Mosh.
Did you hear that whistle blow? Well, it was calling you, calling from a distant place. Come now, effect some change. You never see that blow sent you down that rabbit hole. And Gracie, when will you come home? His furnace has burned dry. You never should have left that way. Things that you should never say to friends and family. Baggage in the way of harmony. Tom and Gracie on a plane, they were just 23. Talked about their family trees. Coincidental sitting plans. She had the aisle seat. He moved away from his friend Pete. Seven drinks and packaged cheese. He swore to marry me. 20,000 above the sea. And we both knew that we had found the perfect company. The perfect company. They talked of love. Say over the telephone, over the telephone. He said goodbye. And this was the road. Hold on. He said goodbye.
From the great man, Mr. Darren Gibson. Absolutely love that guy. And it's coming forthcoming Crosstown Motions LP, and I gotta tell you what, he is so excited about this coming out on vinyl.
Yeah, and so am I. It's Darren and I have been friends for a long, long time now. That particular song is probably one of my favourite Australian songs in the last 10 years. I actually said to Gibbo that it actually reminds me of some of the classic Australiana songs. So it's something that really touches me. It tells a beautiful, beautiful story. And it's just wonderful.
It is just wonderful. And obviously working for the man, he's just come off tour with Xavier Rudd.
Oh, that's
took
amazing.
Him around Australia. Fantastic.
I'm just bummed that we couldn't get the LP out in time. There's been a couple of delays, as there are. So hopefully it's out in a couple of weeks, and everyone can enjoy the dulcet tones of Darren Gibson on vinyl.
He will absolutely love you saying that. You know that, right? All right, well, that's kind of all we've got time for today. We are going to play one last song, because this is a Moshcast, and we have to finish it with a classic mosh. It is the tradition. And Kragos from Midnight Funeral Records is going to pick a song by a band called Carpathian.
Yep.
Interesting. Why would you choose this band?
I love this song. Carpathian's Who the Fuck Taught You Snaps is one of those things that you put on and you just want to punch someone in the face.
Oh, fantastic. Well, my name is Jay Stevens. You can contact me at jay@chuckingamosh.com. Visit chuckingamosh.com for all your up-to-date punk, hardcore, and metal news. And Midnight Funeral Records, how can people get in contact with you, sir?
Probably the best way is to just hit midnightfuneral.com and hit the contact there. Or follow me on Twitter, Midnight Funeral. Easy, mate.
Easy done. This is Carpathian with Who the Fuck Taught You Snaps. And you've been listening to the Moshcast from Chucking a Mosh. Thanks for listening. Bye. Yourself.